Hi, I'm Reverend Norm Bouchard, Senior Minister of Center for Spiritual Living here in Colorado Springs. Welcome to our service. Thank you for being a part of our online community. We're excited to share with you today's service, and we invite you to let others know about our service as well and the inspiration that it brings in your life. You are joining with hundreds of other people from all around the world who gather virtually to be a part of our community. So I invite you to sit back, open up your heart, and enjoy our service. I'll be back with you at the end of our service to share with you other ways to uplift and create the best life yet. Enjoy our service. Good morning, everybody, again.
Good morning.
So we're going to focus this morning on the secret that unlocks freedom. And the real secret to freedom is actually courage, having the courage to not back down, having the courage to really do courageous things in life despite what is happening in life and despite the conditions that are happening around us. This is in the Rocky Mountain Cancer Center where I do my chemo. This is what's on the words. It's on this huge wall and I face it every single time. Read it with me. Courage isn't having the strength to go on. It's going on when you don't have the strength. I get to witness powerful people every time I do chemo, watching the courageousness of what it takes to sit in that room and do it is that we do in order to have life and to be healthy. And so the power of courage and just to be able to see that we do have this inner strength that sort of shows up when we think we don't have it. That all of a sudden something really inside of you knows that you still do have the strength to do something and to be able to change the world. As we continue in this long haul of this pandemic, it can get tiresome and weary. And in the midst of the tiredness and weariness, there is a call for us to be courageous, to be able to stand up and do the things that we know we can do that can shift the planet. And same thing with Black Lives Matter, being able in the struggle to be able to realize that we have the courage to do things, that we have the ability to stand forward and be courageous in everything that we do. What I know is underneath fear lies courage. That once we're able to move fear out of the way, there is this courageous energy that has been breathed into us since day one that allows us to really stand forward and be powerful. What I know is that courage is the commitment to begin without any guarantee of success. The mere fact that we can begin it, that we can step forward in it, is really what the breath of courage is. You get in life what you have the courage to ask for. And you get in life with the courage you get to be in life. The more you are courageous in how you stand and what you do in the life that you are living is where your life really begins to come alive in the process. I like courage is like a muscle. It's strengthened by use. Now, I wish I had a big muscle to show you, but it sort of goes like this, so do it with me. Yeah, yeah, on good days. Greg, you have good muscles back there. I've seen you. Greg's a great weightlifter and health person, so you could tax your muscle and it would have an effect. Me, it just has a ripple. But courage is really like that. The more you use the muscle, the more stronger it becomes and the easier it becomes to step into the courageous things that you and I need to do in our lives. And courage is really individualized for each person. Somebody could just be having the courage to leave a relationship that's not working. Courage can be something as simple as getting up in the morning when you struggle with depression. Courage can be doing something outrageous that we have been postponing our whole life. So courage is a very individualized, powerful strength. But what we really need to know is that each one of us possesses it. Courage is the magic that turns dreams into reality. When you talk about anybody who has had a dream come true in their life, it took some act of courage to leave something that looked like limitation and moved into something that caused them to expand in their life. Our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, uses a great analogy that I think is really important for us to understand where courage really comes from. Let us take a simple lesson from nature. If you have seen a tree in full bloom, remember that the roots through which that tree draws its life are entirely invisible. And unless the tree drew from this invisible source, it would never flourish. You and I have an invisible source within us. It is the soul essence of who we are. It is the God expression. And it comes from this inner place, not an outside place. It's not about paying attention to outside conditions. It's really about drawing this strength within us that has been placed there in the most powerful way, in the most silent way. It is that inner voice that tells us what to do when we need to do it. It's the inner voice that says, go ahead, take the first step, and let me do the rest. That is the power and the inner invisible strength that you and I have within you, and it is absolutely the voice of the divine echoing in us. So I want to focus on three ways to tap into courage this morning. The first one is courage uses what you already have. You don't have to go after it. You already have it. There is something within you that already knows what to do, and you don't have to invent it. You don't have to buy it. You just have to listen to it and be in tune with it. Second, courage appears when the I can't disappears. So as long as we keep saying what we can't do, then what happens, courage cannot come forward. But the minute we let go of the I can't, courage comes to the surface. A new breath of air comes in there as well. And last but not least, courage requires action. It is not just an inner voice. It requires us to actually do something with it. I want to introduce you to a man that had a courageous stance in life that was different from everybody else. Desmond Doss' religion forbade him from carrying a gun or threatening another human life, which was very inconvenient when he was drafted into the Second World War. So Doss was a conscientious objector, placed as a non-combatant, and was the target of ridicule from all the other soldiers. He was serving as a field medic in Okinawa when the Japanese attacked his unit on the top of a cliff, cutting down nearly every single man. Doss quickly rigged up a stretcher that could be lowered by a series of ropes and pulleys to the ground below. Then by himself, under fire, he retrieved each soldier in his unit one at a time and lowered them to safety. President Truman said it was 75 men that Doss pulled to safety when he presented him with the Medal of Honor. But Doss insisted it was closer to 50. That was the only one instance of astonishing bravery and self-sacrifice Doss displayed throughout his military service. His story is told in the new documentary called The Conscientious Objector. You see, on the outside, as a conscientious objector and someone who wasn't willing to carry a gun, he looked like he was sunk. But he did something very different. He used what he had within him and saved 75 men, carried them out in his own physical strength. And if you have not seen the movie, The Conscientious Objector, I invite you to do so. He used what he had. He used what was within him. Not what was the outside requirement, but that which was inside of his own heart. Helen Keller says so powerfully, character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experience of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened, vision cleared, ambition inspired, and courage is born, and at last, success is achieved. My friends, each and every one of us have an inward lion within us, but we keep showing up as pussycats. There is a roar that has been placed in our soul that is asking for you and I to step forward and do something. Be the kind of person who dares to face life's challenges and overcome them rather than dodging them. You see, Desmond Doss, did not dodge it. He went for it, even with the limitations, perceived limitations, of not having a gun by his side. Fear is a reaction. Courage is a decision. You see, when we get caught in our own fear of what is not available and feeling not enough in the process, it takes over. Courage is a decision that's made to move beyond the fear that you find yourself in. I had a wonderful conversation with a man who was doing chemo with me this week, and he is a ditch digger. And so he digs large ditches. And he has a very interesting, unique kind of cancer. And so he was there taking in arsenic, which I had never heard of before, but he took in small doses a little bit at a time, which is very painful. And so talking with him, I asked him, I said, do you mind if I ask how old you are? And he said, I'm 78 years old. And he said, and I dig ditches. And he said, I've dug ditches my whole entire life. He said, I have a great big machinery and I love it because I'm my own boss and I can just dig ditches. And so I said to him, what gives you the strength to do the arsenic? Because he does it every 3 weeks. And he said to me, you know, if I can dig a deep hole in the ground, I can dig a deep hole in my heart. Yeah. We're all ditch diggers, folks. We're all called to dig in our hearts, to dig up that within us that we know is courageous. If he can dig a ditch, he can dig in his heart. And so can you and I. Courage doesn't mean you don't get afraid. God knows I know that. Courage means you don't let the fear stop you, that you move forward. Move forward. You become the captain of your own ship. So my outfit this time was captain. I was a sea captain and Scott was a skipper. I caught crap about that. But Scott was the skipper. And I said, well, if you want to have cancer, you can become a captain. So what do you want? The captain, in charge of your own sail, in charge of your own destiny, stepping forward in great courage. I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. You see, fear dissipates when you have the courage to move toward it. It's only an emotion. It's not a reality. Fear dissipates when we have the courage to move toward it and through it. Our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, puts it this way. When we are on the right track, there is no limit. But when we get on the wrong track, we go on to where the trail runs out and stops. It would seem as though God had imparted its own life to us, placing no limitations or conditions that would restrict us other than this. Life must be lived constructively, bravely, in unity and love with everything around us if we expect to live it fully. You see, there is no obstacle when we live in courage. The path just unfolds. But when we live in fear and limitation, the path begins to shut down because we are meant to live courageously, fully alive. We are not meant to live in fear. We are not meant to live in limitation. And when we do it, we get all kinds of obstacles on the path because we are wired to live courageously. And when we live in courage, we experience freedom. Do what you can with what you have and where you are. Theodore Roosevelt said that. Your own sphere of influence. We all have one. We all have an area that we are called to be brave in. Secondly, courage appears when the I can't disappears. When we get rid of what we can't do and we focus on what we can do, courage appears. And courage appears in the most interesting ways. You know, you read all these interesting reports about people who are in accidents, and all of a sudden volunteers come and are able, in the midst of what looks unbearable, to lift a car, able to lift a car. I want to share with you a wonderful little story about a young man who discovered he had this incredible energy. One day, two friends were playing near a well. One of them was 7 years old and the other was 8. Suddenly, the older kid fell into the well. The other kid started to panic, wondering what he could do on his own to save his drowning friend. However, at such a time of tension, he was amazed. He gathered himself up, looked for different ways that he could pull his friend out. He then threw a bucket that was tied to a thick rope onto the well, and he pulled his friend out all by himself. Although the kid who fell into the well was in shock and could barely breathe, he thanked his friend for saving his life. The most important question about this story is, from where did this 7-year-old boy get the courage to save his friend in such a critical situation? The very adept answer is that the only reason the young kid could exhibit such valor was that no one was around him telling him what he couldn't do. And so, with nobody telling him what he couldn't do, he ended up with what he could do. We all have the power to do it, but all it takes is for us to know that we can, without the voice of saying what you can't do. We're getting a lot of what we can't do these days. We can't go into spaces without a mask. We can't. I believe we can do lots right now. But if we're listening to the I can'ts, we come out all defensive. But when you listen to the I can'ts, creativity abounds and amazing things can happen. Because we have within us the courage to do it if we would stop listening to the I can't. So I'm going to ask you this morning, what is it in your life, what area in your life are you listening to an I can't? Muzzle it, and muster up the courage to do what you know you can. Courage is grace under pressure. That's what courage is. When we stop listening and we're given this opportunity to step forward, being brave doesn't mean you aren't scared. Being brave means you are scared. Really scared, hardly scared, and you do the right thing anyway. That's what courage is. Courage doesn't mean we're not afraid anymore. It just means our actions aren't controlled by our doubts, not controlled by the I can'ts, by the language that you and I brought up with that tells us that we're less than, even though we know we are not, that we are certainly more. Our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, puts it in our textbook in the most unique way. He says, our roots are in the mind of God. Our individuality, everything that we are and do, is an effect of our individual forces, forces which continually draw on the infinite. But in our ignorance, we limit the flow of divine power in our lives. Right here is where our faith in the power of greater than we are must be brought into play. You see, we've been given the power. It's there. We can draw in the infinite. But when we listen to the I can'ts and being told what we can or cannot do, we enter into fear and we lessen the flow of the divine that is within us. Only when we are brave enough to explore the darkness will we discover the infinite power of our light. when we can move toward it, when we can step into it. Last but not least, courage requires action. It requires us to just do what's in front of us. The courage to take the first step and allow the universe to fill in the rest. It just takes that one step that makes all the difference in the world when we have the courage to do it. Listen to this wonderful story. Late in the evening, I was walking in the park, and suddenly I heard a scream coming from behind the bushes. I stopped to listen and understood that a woman was being attacked. I could hear it. I heard the sounds of fighting and muttering. For several moments, I was hesitating if I should even get involved. I panicked. I was frightened for my own safety. Maybe it was better to just call the police. And then I realized that a woman's voice became weaker, so I knew I had to act. Can I run away from this? Finally, I decided I had to help this unknown woman, even if I was risking my own life. I felt some sort strange of transformation inside of me, and this physical strength that came to bear. And so I ran behind the bushes. I pulled the attacker off the girl. We fell to the ground and grappled for a few minutes. And then the assailant jumped up and began to run away. Breathing hard, I slowly came up to the girl, who was cowering and nestling behind a tree. It was dark and I could not see her face clearly. I felt that she was very frightened, so I talked to her gently from a distance, reassuring her. You're safe now. It's okay. Your attacker has run away. After a few moments, I heard words with the greatest amazement come out of her voice. Dad, is that you? And then I realized that little girl was my youngest daughter. Courage requires action. Imagine if he had not acted upon what he knew he needed to do. Imagine his own daughter being attacked. There is a voice that echoes in the chamber of our consciousness that is constantly telling us to step forward. Constantly telling us we can make a difference. Constantly saying things to us so that you and I will have the courage to step forward and take action. Action. Fear is a reaction. Courage is a decision and requires action. Courage is never to let your actions be influenced by your fears, but to listen to the voice that is within you. Courage is action, not talk. It's doing the step that needs to be done. And whatever that is right now in your life and mine, something right now in your life is asking you to take a step. What is it? Something in your life brought you here today asking you to take a step forward. John Lewis took many steps in his life that took courage. You look at him now and you realize what an amazing life until you begin to realize the courage it took for this man to do what he needed to do. Watch and see.
We started organizing. We were able to bring more than 250,000 people to March on Washington. And we all had to prepare a speech. I was very young, 23 years old, had all of my hair and a few pounds lighter.
I have the pleasure to present to this.
When A. Philip Randolph said, I now present to you young John Lewis, the national chairman of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee.
Brother John Lewis.
I looked to my right. I saw hundreds and hundreds of young people who had been involved during the early days. Looked straight ahead. I saw this sea of humanity. Then I looked to the left. I saw young black men and young white men up in the trees trying to get a better view. And then I said to myself, well, this is it. And I looked straight ahead again. And something said to me, go for it. And I opened my mouth and I started speaking.
We march today for jobs and freedom. But we have nothing to be proud of. For hundreds and thousands of our brothers are not here. For they're receiving starvation wages or no wages at all. Those who have said be patient and wait, we must say that we cannot be patient. We do not want our freedom gradually, but we want to be free now. The time will come when we will not confine our marching to Washington. We will march through the South, through the streets of Jackson, through the streets of Danville, through the streets of Cambridge, through the streets of Birmingham. We must say, wake up, America, wake up, for we cannot stop, and we will not and cannot be patient.
He heard a voice that said, go for it. Go for it. And he helped transform history. We can no longer sit by and pretend. We can no longer sit back and pretend that stuff isn't going on. It's going on. But there is a courage that is brewing up that is saying no longer. You and I must be courageous. John Lewis did it in a John Lewis fashion. You and I must do it in our own fashion. We must have the courage to do what is right consistently. We must have the courage to be kind and accepting to each other. We must have the courage to say enough is enough. We must have the courage to stand in integrity and stop eliminating people's rights. It's time. The healing has begun. It must be open. It must happen. And there is a voice that is echoing in our hearts that is waiting for your voice and mine to speak up. Speak up in your sphere of influence. Speak up when someone in a conversation says something that is ignorant, that is horrible and mean, speak up. Speak kindness. In your sphere of influence, we are powerful beyond measure. Have the courage to be a John Lewis, who spent his entire life speaking up. The moral conscience of the Congress. Imagine that contradiction. The moral conscience of the Congress. That's what he is known as. The one who had the courage to constantly say, no, 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 we're not doing that. It's not right. The power that you and I possess when we have the courage to speak. Courage is being scared but taking action anyway. John Lewis's heritage cannot be lost. It is given to you and I. People here in Colorado Springs, wherever you live, whatever your sphere of influence is, speak up. Speak up. Inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. That's what it does. He who is brave actually is free. If you want freedom in your life, to be fully who you are and allow others to do the same, then your first name is courage. And it's being echoed in your brain today. In whatever area in your life you need to step forward, take the step. Because courage uses what you already have. Courage appears when the I can't disappears. And courage requires action, one step at a time. Listen and speak. Pray with me. There is a powerful energy that is permeating on the planet. It is the divine essence. It speaks of wholeness, acceptance, joy, freedom, courage, diversity, celebration. It is that divine voice that is brewing and stirring. And what I know is that I am one with that divine voice. I know that each and every person here in this space and joining us in our virtual community, I know we are one with this divine presence that is constantly whispering in our minds, go for it. Courage. Step forward. What I know and claim for us this day is that we remove fear and doubt and divisivity that is happening at this planet. I know we remove those things and we step into the courage of saying yes this day. I know and claim for us this day that when we remove the I can'ts, the possibilities are unlimited. I claim and know that for us in our life. I claim that whatever is speaking to our hearts this morning that is saying the I can't, it is removed. And the strength of spirit steps forth, knowing that we have a divine source that is unlimited, that is constantly opening itself up for possibilities, for courage, for strength, and for freedom. I claim and know that for the United States of America, that there is a freedom that is brewing that requires courage, and we say yes to it. I claim that for our homes. I claim kindness for our nation. I claim acceptance. I claim that the diversity is the celebration of the unlimited possibility of the divine. It cannot be contained in a race or culture. I claim and know that for us this day. I claim and know that you and I have this powerful courage that we can step forward and simply do in our sphere of influence. I know all burden is removed, all fear is released, and we stand on the divine courage and precipice of the universe that is unlimited. I am in such gratitude that we have the freedom to say yes to courage. I say thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Spirit, for the courage to move forward in whatever needs to change in our lives. Thank you, Spirit. And so it's with this grateful heart that I simply release this prayer, knowing the moment I have spoken it, it unleashes a power and dances with the law, and love shows the way. I release this knowing it is already done. And so with one voice, we sing, remember, and affirm. I am
in the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. Where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up.
I am the place.
I am the place where God.
You are the place,
moves and breathes and has
we
its being.
We are the place.
I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up.
So it is. It's a time in our service where we get to circulate our good, where we really get to unleash the prosperity that absolutely wants to flow in our lives. And so there are several ways you can do this. If you are joining us online, there is a donate button right there by the screen. You can simply hit that donate button and you can absolutely share your prosperity. If you want to become a person who gives to us consistently, you have a way to do that as well. All those who are here, you can also take your tithe, your gift in your hand, place it over your heart, and let us pray our affirmation together. I joyfully celebrate the flow of God through me. I am grateful for receiving and giving to my spiritual community. I give thanks, always knowing God is my source, and so it is.
I hope you enjoyed our service and the message today. Thank you for attending today. We here at Center for Spiritual Living have a big, hairy, audacious goal, and it's to bring inspiration and positivity and to be the change we want to see in the world, but we need your help. By clicking on the donate button, your donation today will help empower us to take these powerful principles that have changed so many lives out into the world. Imagine living your best life without guilt or fear or hell or damnation. What if you knew that you are perfect just the way you are? You are filled with such goodness. What we know is that you have a spirit in you expressing itself uniquely as you. That's a message that our world so needs to hear at this time. I thank you for your donation. I also encourage you to check out some of our life courses here on the website. These incredible courses will give you the tools that you need to transform and continue to grow spiritually. You can do these courses at your own pace, and you'll be joining with hundreds of others who have said yes to expanding their lives. Thank you for being with us today. We look forward to your next visit with us.